All right, Bruce.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first off, with the quarterback situation, obviously, nothing new there. What I can tell you is that Mark did not practice today. And as far as injuries are concerned, I just prefer to discuss, the injury updates on Wednesday when we'll announce them then. But Mark did not practice today. Santonio, I will say he did get some work in today, which was good to see. And with that, it was a bonus day, really, in preparation for Tampa. Did not put in a whole lot of the game plan on either side of the ball or special teams, but did get a few things in, some unusual things maybe that they do offensively, defensively, whatever. Just got some early looks at them, and that's really what we focused on. And, for that, it was good. They flew around pretty good. Started outside, and then I had to move it inside when, lightning was in the area. But with that, I'll open it up. One other thing, we did add some other players, a few new players. You guys got that list, because there's no way I'm going to try to pronounce Big Ben's last name, so you guys figure that one out. But this is something that we've talked about with John and myself about improving the roster. If we feel there's some guys out there that can help us and improve our football team, then we're certainly going to look at that. And, this is probably an example of that, adding, four players to our football team. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Signing Brady, it seemed to be a clear acknowledgement that Mark is not going to be ready for this weekend.
Well, again, you can look at a lot of different things. You're trying to, build like the best team you can have. And, we might be heavy in some positions. We're actually light in other positions. So if you're just looking at them from a number standpoint, I can understand where you're coming from. But when you look at them, if you're just trying to get the best 53 that you can find that's out there and to help your team, that's what we're trying to do. When you look at our situation, I think we only have three inside linebackers. There's some spots where we're extremely heavy at, and then there's others where I think we're a little light by traditional NFL numbers. But, again, we're focused on trying to, put the best group that we can out there and field the best team we can. And then, now could that change? Absolutely could change. But that's really how we're approaching this football team.
Rex, is it realistic that Mark would be able to practice enough on Wednesday, even having as a consideration to be involved with your
team? Well, again, I think the one thing we know about Mark is, he does have a really good grasp of our system. He's been involved in meetings and in walkthroughs. It's just he hasn't physically been able to practice since the injury occurred.
Do you think it's realistic that he'll be out there on Wednesday?
Again, we'll see how he progresses these next days. As we know, like I said, he never practiced today, but we'll see. A couple of days, we'll see if he's able to.
As a vested veteran, Brady Quinn's contract becomes guaranteed on Saturday. I'm assuming it's probably the veteran minimum, but the fact that he's here on Saturday at 4:00, he gets paid the entire season. How can we read anything into that in terms of how that would impact what's going on with Mark? Whether is Mark going to be here? Is it possible Mark can end up in injury reserve?
We'll look at all those factors, as we move forward. But again, looking into it more than what it is, it was just an opportunity for us to, as we feel, get a good football player. And that's kind of where we are with it.
Right, so why the change in not discussing injuries until Wednesday? I mean, do you think that Tampa, or that you're gaining an edge on Tampa because they don't know if kind of Dallas can play or things like that?
Well, I just think it'll be more accurate and a complete, injury update instead of just speculating on this player or that player or whatever. I think it would be better to get the correct information, I would assume, than to throw something out there that actually comes back and maybe isn't necessarily the case. I think it'd be, I think have more accurate information would probably be the best thing to do.
Rex, if Mark can't practice Wednesday, would that then force you to name Gino the starter?
Well, again, let's just let this thing play out, and we'll see. Number one, if Mark can practice, I don't want to assume anything, again, we'll lean on the trainers and the doctors, and if Mark can practice, or Kenrick Ellis can practice, or this player can practice, then maybe our answer will be different on Wednesday than it will be today.
Rex, based on your press conferences, maybe since April, you're much more low key and not nearly as forthcoming as you used to be. Is that a directive from above?
No, there's no directive from above saying this, this, that, or the other. There's not. It's just, I think sometimes through experiences, before I've said, oh, this guy will play, and all of a sudden he doesn't play. Oops. Something else. Being my fifth year, maybe there's some things that maybe I've learned to, timing of things might be better, not making assumptions and things like that. I probably learned a little bit from that, through the years, maybe.
You used to, I don't know if mock is the right word, but you used to question coaches who wouldn't come out and make guarantees about their team. Your injuries, you almost made fun of coaches who wouldn't even tell you what body part was hurt, and now you've kind of transitioned towards that side of it.
Well, I know certainly people have made enough fun of me for making a guarantee, so now I'm going to make fun of everybody for not guaranteeing or guaranteeing or whatever. I don't know. I can tell you one thing. I plan on winning. I plan on winning this game, next game, whatever. That's never going to change. My approach changed a little bit on making guarantees when I found out, as we've been well documented, that I said it put added pressure on our players. So I think that's why I changed. Do I expect to win? I always expect to win. No matter what it is, I always expect to win.
Right, you're going to lean on the trainers when it comes to Santonio Holmes, but what is your gut feeling about his availability this weekend?
Hey, I've said from day one, I hope he plays, because I think Holmes is a difference maker as a player. I don't think there's any doubt he is. And I've said all along that I hope he plays. That's it. Now, do I have, my opinion really doesn't matter until the doctors and trainers say, he give you a thumbs up, yes, he's ready to go, or he's not. So, but, I can tell you that I hope he plays. I guarantee I hope he plays. How's that for a guarantee?
Between us, what's your opinion?
Oh, well, you put it that way. But I do. I want him out there. And like I say, today he did, he was able to do a few things today, so that was encouraging to me.
Rex, were you at Clemson on Saturday?
Yes, I was.
Some people look at that and say, why wasn't the head coach here on cutdown day? Could you just explain, obviously we know your son is there, but
right.
Explain the decision process to be there, or maybe frame of where you're here some part of the day, or what happened there?
Well, no, I mean, it was, most of our almost all of our moves were made that evening, Friday evening when I was here. I talked to several of the players that we were going to release. I don't think it was official until – we actually never made our moves until later that evening, and that's why the report came out when it did. The next day it came out Saturday. But certainly I was I spoke with most of our guys that were released, just like I've done every year. I was very aware of our situation. This was an opportunity to go see my son play his first college game. I think play is probably a little, maybe not very accurate. I saw him stand there. But it was a great deal. And obviously, I'm not going to be able to You know, it's not like I'm going to be able to go to another game. It just so happened I could make that one. It was a night game. So that's really what I did. I took advantage of it, and, you know, it was great. I just played dad there for a day, and it was that was a lot of fun.
Rex, to follow up from Gary's first question, I think part of the question suggested, if I heard correctly, the chance that Mark might end up on IR. Is that where you are with him right now in terms of that being a consideration?
And that's,
Mark Sanchez? No, I might have heard Gary's question wrong, but...
No, but I mean, that's certainly not, you know, that's not what we're looking at right now. I mean, that's not it.
If you do start, Gino, do you have to make adjustments to the offense considering how little experience he's had playing in game situations in terms of your complexity of your game plan?
Well, again, I think when you look at the, you know, this to speculate if this, if that, whatever, I'm not really going to touch it. But I will say that, you know, the quarterbacks, with the exception of Brady Quinn, obviously have been in the system the entire, you know, spring and everything else. So, you know, will there be specific things you do against certain opponents that, you know, absolutely. Are there things that you won't do against certain opponents? You know, sure, there's no doubt. You know, do you implement the Revis rule? I don't know, you know, because he's you know, Tampa's corner now. So those are things that you always, you know, every week you do specific things, you know, against a specific opponent. Maybe it's based on what they play defensively or even their personnel. So whether Geno's the quarterback or Sanchez quarterback or somebody else the quarterback, that's really – it's more sometimes specific about your opponent.
Right. Well, I don't know if this falls under your Wednesday injury. With Quinn, it seemed like a more long-term serious injury. Has he been ruled out for this week?
He hasn't been ruled out this week, but we'll address it on Wednesday.
There's a good chance he's ruled out, please.
What happened to bonus coverage, Rex?
Probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Rex, back to Mark Sanchez.
We'll do a couple more.
For him being saying that he's day-to-day, and then for you to say that's not what we're looking at right now with IR, I mean, if it's a possibility at all, that sounds more like a week-to-week rather than a day-to-day injury, at the very least.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we've said, you even heard it from Mark specifically, that he's day-to-day. I don't know where that, like, to me...
I think I got something lost in translation on Gary's first question. Well,
maybe I did, but...
Is it at all a consideration that Sanchez goes on IR? Do you see him maybe missing the season because of this shoulder injury?
No. Right now, clearly, if that was the case, if we felt as an organization that he should be placed on IR, then Mark would have been placed on IR. Now, I mean, could things change? Absolutely things can change. You know, I remember seeing Kyle Bowler go through Pat and Go, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, he's on IR because, you know, something happened to his shoulder. I mean, you don't want to get into those type of things, but, you know, things do – I'm just using that as an example on things do change. But, you know, we said that he's day-to-day. That's a long way from saying he's going on IR.
Can you start throwing, even if it's like soft tossing on the side? Have you done any of that?
Well, the only thing I'll say is, you know, specifically hasn't been – you know, he has not practiced – you know, with, you know, being out there, you know, has he thrown the football? I think you should probably ask him, but I know,
you know,
well, he wouldn't say, then I'm certainly not going to say, but again, it's not, he hasn't practiced with our offense. I mean, he has not practiced with our offense.
Rex, can you say with certainty that when he is healthy and he is cleared to play, that he will be an active member of this team?
Again, there's a lot of factors that go into all those type of things. But, you know, if Mark's healthy, then yes, I would say he would be, you know, to finish your thing, a part of this football team, I guess, what you said.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.